Amidon, Brother and Sister, G.W. St. Helena, California, June 26, 1906. Brother and Sister Amidon, I have read your letters, but have not had time to answer them. I have been permitted to view the case of Jones. His bitterness is as gall, though he has been warned. At Washington, during the General Conference, I conversed with him for about 3 hours, but he would not receive my warnings. He seemed very self-confident, and when he spoke of his work at Battle Creek, his boastings were a surprise to many. All that I could say to him at Washington seemed to make no impression on his mind. Jones has had precious opportunities to see and feel the power of the messages of warning sent by the Lord to his people. He himself has been admonished to be constantly on guard, else the power of others' minds would be exercised on his mind. And he was cautioned regarding the subtle working of spiritual science upon human minds. He had eyes, but he saw not, ears, but he heard not, and he has done the very work that he was warned to avoid doing. I am very sorry for the man, for all these chapters in his experience are bringing him over a road that will have to be retraced step by step if he ever comes to an understanding of the work he is now doing and turns his feet to follow the precious Savior, our leader. We must walk circumspectly before God. We cannot afford to make mistakes now. Truth will bear away the victory. I am not angry as I read statement after statement of falsehood regarding my writings and my work. I am sure that the Lord has helped you to stand for and vindicate the truth. Brother Farnsworth made a wise decision when he said, "I will keep to the affirmative." We are to show the people that the truth of heavenly origin is sufficient to keep every soul. It is our duty to rebuke sin, for with satanic energy, men will do all in their power to overcome the testimony of the righteous with falsehoods and misstatements. One time when we were in Healdsburg, we heard reports that cast a shadow on the integrity of Brother Cady. I met these with the remark that I had confidence in Brother Cady, and it must be that they were mistaken in the matter of the report. There was another matter regarding his relation to the school that had troubled me much. I thought a mistake had been made in proposing that he should work in the interest of all the schools in general. I felt that his place in the Healdsburg school could not then be properly supplied. I felt that the Healdsburg school should have the continual influence that Brother and Sister Cady would exert. I consider that he had done a good work in this school, and I greatly feared that the school would not succeed as it had done were he separated from it. When I was about to leave for Washington, I left in his care a young man whom I wished him to see and to take into Healdsburg College. What was lacking in his expenses, I promised to pay. In a recent letter I wrote, "In response to the enemy's work on human minds, I am to sow the good seed. When questions suggested by Satan arise, I will remove them if I can. But those who are picking at straws had better be educating mind and heart to take hold of the grand and soul-saving truths that God has given through the humble messenger, in the place of becoming channels through whom Satan can communicate doubt and questioning. To allow images of straw to be created as something to attack is one of the most unprofitable things that one can engage in. It is possible for one to educate himself to become Satan's agent in passing along his suggestions. As fast as one is cleared away, another will be proffered. I have been instructed to say, the Lord would not have my mind thus employed. I have written something on the meaning of the words, I, we, and us, in the testimonies. This point is, as it were, a man of straw, set up in the imagination of some who have been sowing tares.